All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, January 22nd of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a four-game NHL main slate. We have a six-game NBA main slate, and then we had golf tee off earlier this morning as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays, 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. So let's go ahead and let's get SaberSim up on the screen here. Excuse me. And we had one question come in before the show today. So we'll start there, probably do a build demo, and then just kind of roll and see what other questions come in. All right. So first question today, when building lineups, NBA / NFL, is there a way to favor players that have ownership higher than their adjusted ownership? If it's possible, how can we go about applying that to our lineup build process? Okay, so let's just talk about this a little bit. First of all, I just want to be clear, you know, if you're taking the approach where you want to favor higher adjusted ownership, that's fine. In general, lower adjusted ownership is better. And well, lower compared to the player's ownership, right? So basically what adjusted ownership is doing is it's looking at the player's ownership for the contest, which is the my own column. It's then looking at the player's range of outcomes in the Sims. And then it's saying, like, does this player achieve their average projection often enough? And what does their distribution look like? And do they deserve to be owned at this rate? So what happens here, right, is when a player's range of outcome is wide, when, you know, a good example of this would be like hockey. If we go over to NHL. And let's open up a build. So, all right, so like say we come in here, you know, let's just look at the highest projected ownership skater, right? Let's say Austin Matthews. You know, his range of outcomes looks a lot different than like a basketball player's, right? A little bit more like right skewed. And then we go and we look at his ownership, 38%. We look at his adjusted ownership, 47%. This would be like an indication that this isn't a great thing here. With his adjusted ownership being higher, being much higher than his ownership, it's saying, hey, you know, this player doesn't really achieve their average projection, or they're not consistent enough in the Sims is like another way to think about it, where we think that they should be, you know, this highly owned. So what happens there is that we inflate the number because we basically in SaberScore, where adjusted ownership is a primary metric, we use a negative weight on SaberScore. So the higher the adjusted ownership, the less likely that player is to end up in lineups. So I just wanted to be clear about how that works. However, if you want to favor lineups where adjusted ownership is high, you could probably do that with some type of custom metric, right? That's the best way that I'm thinking about it. Is like if, you know, this one came in from Black Mamba, so they're on Ultimate here with a blue name. You could probably build some custom metric where you combine, you know, ROI and adjusted ownership. So what that would look like, we'll do a demo right now, just building some lineups, is I would come in here, right? And, you know what, we got to set up a contest sim too. So let's just say $3.20 max. Looks like a good contest today. we will do a hard refresh. All right. And then we're going to kick off a sim. So if we just like go into Saber Score, right, just real quick, you're going to see like adjusted ownership is a variable. And then we always have this negative weight, right? So basically, the bigger the adjusted ownership, the more it is getting taxed in this formula, right? Because if this variable is bigger, we're multiplying it by a negative number. That's just going to end up being a bigger number. But all right, so ROI is finished here. So what I would probably do is I would go into add metric, and then you're going to have to kind of figure this out. I don't really have a bunch of ideas about this, but basically what you want to do is you want to set something up where you use contest sim, probably target ROI, right? And you could do this like a number of different ways. You could do the rank, which would give you a number between 1 and 500. You could do the value, which is like, you know, 100%, 200%, whatever. Or you could do something where, you know, the biggest number is 100. So I'm just going to do value for this case. So, okay, ROI value here. And then I do like another variable. And then I would do adjusted ownership. You know, you could do a number of different things, right? You could do the average adjusted ownership sum of the lineup. You know, that could be one way, maybe just like the value. And then so maybe you just start with the values and then you add in weights, right? You're like, okay, you know, what is the sum of this, right? If you wanted to know what the adjusted ownership sum of the lineup is, you could add a custom metric for that. So I could say, show me adjusted ownership sum value. And then I could just put like ADJ sum. And then now I could see it's 177, right? So a little bit lower than the ownership, like for this top lineup. So, okay, hey, I have like 177 adjusted ownership, and then I have like 200% ROI. You know, those numbers are like kind of close together. So then maybe I want to go and do something with those, right? So then I go adjusted ownership, sum, value, and then I go and I do the ROI value, and then I add weights, right? If I want to favor one or the other, if I want one to have a bigger impact, one to have a lesser impact, whatever I want to do, right? There's, you know, custom metrics are always going to be more art than science. There's a bunch of different directions you can go. There's no wrong or right answers here. And you can just mess around with it until basically the lineups are passing the eye test for you. Like, hey, you know, I am setting these custom metrics, weights, whatever. And then I'm going and then I'm looking at the impact that it has on the lineups I'm looking at. You know, do I like these exposures? Do I like these leverages? Do I agree with playing these lineups? And then you got to kind of have to, you know, trial and error your way into figuring out the exact settings you want for your metric and kind of go from there. So that's what I would recommend if you're trying to do something like that. Inversely, if you're trying to favor lineups with lower adjusted ownership, then I would, at this point, you know, adding negative weights or figuring out a way to tax lineups with high adjusted ownership, right? So those are the ways I would be thinking about it. All right. Good question to get us started today. And taking a peek in the Discord before we keep rolling. So far, so good. All right. So why don't we do a little bit of a build demo here? We have this 6-game NBA main slate tonight. One of the games was postponed. I'm not 100% sure why. I didn't check, but all I did see was that there was a, it's listed as a 7-game slate, and it is now a 6-game slate. So you guys see 6 games. Don't worry. One of the games was postponed. But what I would do here, right, is build however many lineups your plan allows. So I'm going to do 500 for the sake of the example. 2 adjustments, 2 projections. Going to kick off this build. In the meantime, I can go over and import my entry file. I'm just going to roll with this custom contest sim that I've already created here. So I'm going to go back to my build. And we are going to let these lineups run. I'm going to move some columns around while we wait. Okay, that all looks good to me. Got exposures. So these are the columns I care about a lot, right? Exposure, leverage. These will tell you, you know, how many times a player is in your lineups, how leverage is exposure minus ownership. So how, you know, if Nick Smith Jr. is projected to be in 40% of lineups, but he's in 80% of yours, right? This will tell you like, hey, you know, you're effectively rooting for this player. You're rooting against this player, right? And they'll give you some ideas there. All right. I'm going to run this contest in for the set of lineups. In the meantime, I'm going to read this question from Demetrius. Is it a good idea to set a requirement to play players with projections over 10 or set a rule to use players with low ownership? If so, how would I determine the number for low ownership? So, you know, is it a good idea? And you know, should you do it? Kind of interesting to me, at least. The reason that I talk about like setting a filter for players over, you know, like 10 points or something like that is mostly just because I don't think you ever need to go that low. Players basically projected under 10 points, you know, there's a chance that like these guys don't even get in the game. And sometimes when you're building on high sim diversity, you could like run into like a batch of sims where the player does play and then they play well and then they end up in some lineups. I personally don't think you need to get that like quote unquote like weird with your lineup construction on like classic NBA slates to win contests. Now, if it was like Showdown or something, then yeah, I would consider it. But a lot of these guys, you know, under the 10-point range, and like most of them are going to have zero ownership anyways. But for me, right, even this like, you know, 0.06, 0.04, you know, I really don't want any of these guys sneaking in, you know, even one lineup out of, you know, say 150, right? Just feels like a waste. So I like to just draw a line effectively and just say, hey, I am not willing to play players below X threshold. And you can just come down here, right? And then just kind of like look and basically see, like decide where you draw the line. Maybe you draw the line higher, you know, maybe you draw the line closer to 15 points. Maybe you know, draw the line closer to 18 points. I don't know, right? There's a bunch of different numbers that would all probably be fine. You know, all you're doing is really managing ownership. I mean, is curating your player pool, you know, at the end of the day here. So that's why I do it. You know, I think you could just like see, right? Like we ran this build and we don't have any pool exposure. Our first one is for somebody at 12.55 points. And then, you know, 12.91. So it's just like a guardrail. It's just like a safety net type of thing. I don't think it has a huge impact here, but that's why I would do it. Second part of the question was how to set a rule to use players with low ownership. So if you want to do this, you would go to rules, you would go to add new rule, and then you would do a group auto rule that says use at least one. You would leave group by unchecked, don't check it, and then go down to requirements, click add requirement, and say my own less than X, right? And you could do 10%, whatever. Again, you know, you don't need to do this, right? It is very possible and, you know, happens all the time where you can win a contest with no players under 10% owned, right? That's fine. If you want to do something like this, right, it's always good to just come in, sort by ownership, scroll down to the area that you're targeting in question and say like, hey, am I okay like playing these guys, right? Like, okay, who are players under 10% owned? Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, Miles Bridges, Okongwu, Kyrie Irving, Edie. Like, would I be okay playing one of these guys? Like, yeah, absolutely. Do I need to play one of them? Probably not, right? So it just kind of depends how hands-on you want to be. I don't ever use a rule like this. Not to say that successful players don't, but it is something you could do. But you always want to, like, kind of put eyes on the area you're targeting, whether that's projection, whether that's minutes, whether that's ownership, right? Like actually go and look at the players that are in this section, see how many of them are there, right? Maybe you went too far down. Maybe you said, you know, 5% owned, but then you go and look at like the 5% owned players And there's really not that many like viable options. That can happen, right? Especially it can happen if the number of games on the slate is smaller. So you always kind of want to just spot check your rules that you're using and not just blindly use them. So those would be my tips and ideas when trying to make decisions about such things. All right. So we're going to come back here and continue with our build demo. So we have run our contest sim. So if you have an interest file uploaded, nothing else you need to do at that point. I have a custom contest sim here. So I'm just going to make a small adjustment there. And then I'm going to have my average projection aggregate metric. I'm going to add an average ROI. Target ROI, normally fine here. I'm going to use my custom one. And we were building for the $3.20 max contest, the sharpshooter here. So going to leave 20 lineups in the lineup section. And then now, you know, I'm going to start adjusting my min uniques here. So I'm going to go from 1 to 2, watching how my metrics change. 2 to 3, a little bit more of an adjustment from 2 to 3, but not too much. 3 to 4. Okay, that seems okay still. 4 to 5, we see like a big drop, right? So from 4 mini uniques, 268.6 average projection, 116 ROI. At 5, projection drops about 4 points. And then ROI drops about 30. So I kind of like 4. I would go back to 4 first and just say, hey, you know, am I comfortable with the exposures and leverages that I'm seeing here, right? So Nick Smith Jr. looks like the highest value player on the slate, right? If we just sort by value. So makes sense. We're getting to a lot of him. LeVert is the second highest value, getting to a lot of him. That seems okay. And then a lot of these other guys, you know, down here, a little bit lower leverages, right? All in like the teen range or even single digit to teen minus Jalen Duren here. I'm pretty okay with this. You know, I don't really want to go any further, and I'm not, you know, the leverages and exposures that I'm seeing don't make me so uncomfortable that I want to sacrifice more projection and ROI to get more diversified. If you want to go further, that's fine, you know, but just make sure it's like a conscious decision. Like, yeah, I know I'm sacrificing projection and ROI, but I really don't want to play, you know, players that are this leveraged, and I want the leverages to be flatter. Maybe I don't want to play anyone in over, you know, 50% of my lineups, and 5 mini uniques does that for me as opposed to 4 mini uniques, where I have 2 players over 50%, right? Like, that is a fine thought track to go down. Just do it, you know, step by step here, and understand, you know, that's the decision you're making, the trade-off you're making as you go. So 4 uniques, 5 uniques, less uniques, you know, whatever you want to do. Players have different risk tolerances. Different numbers make sense to different players. 4 makes sense to me, but that's, you know, that's my opinion here, right? And that's why we all end up with different lineups. That's why, you know, that's how we add value to the process and make the lineups our own. So that's what I'd be doing if I was building lineups for NBA today. And outside of that, looks like we are all caught up with questions here in the Discord, YouTube chat, etc. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.